Okay, buckle up, everybody, because today we're ditching the self-driving cars and those chatbots
Yeah.
and diving headfirst into something a little more, well, intense.
You could say that.
AI on the battlefield.
It might sound like we're jumping straight into a sci-fi flick,
Right.
but artificial intelligence is already changing.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
happening right now, reshaping military strategy
Wow.
and global power dynamics as we speak. It's pretty incredible.
So the stuff of movies is becoming reality.
It really is.
And that's what we're going to dig into today.
Absolutely.
Our source for this deep dive is AI and the Future of Warfare, the Militarization of Machine Learning,
Okay.
from AI Weekly Report.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And let me tell you, it is a real eye-opener.
It is. There's a lot to unpack
We're
there.
going to try to unpack the potential consequences
Definitely some big ones.
and ethical dilemmas of this rapidly evolving technology.
It's moving so fast.
It is.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. And what it all means for the future.
Yeah, the big picture stuff.
Now, when we say AI and warfare.
Right. People's minds probably go straight to,
Yeah. Killer robots.
yeah, the Terminator scenario. But
Skynet and all that.
it's bigger than that. It's
Yeah.
transforming everything. Intelligence gathering,
Right.
cybersecurity, even things like logistics.
Logistics. Wow.
Yeah, and how decisions are made in the
Yeah.
heat of battle, all in real time.
It's mind-blowing.
It is.
The report highlights a trend
Okay.
that they call Silicon Valley Goes to War.
I like that.
Catchy, right?
It is,
We're
yeah.
seeing these big tech companies like Meta, Anthropic,
Yeah.
OpenAI.
Right.
These are names you usually associate with.
Social media, right?
Yeah, social media, those chatbots we were just talking about.
Yeah, the ones everyone's using.
Now they're becoming deeply involved with
With the US
U.S.
defense,
defense, yeah.
it's a big shift.
It's a huge shift.
So these tech giants are key players now
Wow.
in the military AI landscape.
That's wild.
For example, you have Meta's Llama AI model. Okay, I've heard of that.
Initially, they designed it with restrictions.
Against military use.
Yeah, they didn't want it used for that.
Ah.
Now it's accessible to defense contractors.
Like who?
Oh, big names. Lockheed Martin,
Wow.
Oracle.
I see.
They're exploring its potential for cybersecurity, bolstering that, analyzing intelligence data,
Yeah.
and even streamlining logistics.
So the same AI
It's
that's
powering our chatbots.
right, that can be kind of creepy sometimes, but
Yeah.
also helpful.
Right.
That could be strategizing military operations
Potentially, yeah.
or sifting through mountains of intelligence data.
Yeah, that's pretty wild to think about.
That is pretty wild.
And it's not just Meta.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah, Anthropic's teamed up with Palantir.
Palantir, I've heard of them.
They're known for their work in defense technology.
Yeah.
They're integrating their Claude AI models into Palantir's platform.
Okay, so what does that mean in plain English?
So think of AI algorithms designed to detect subtle patterns in data.
Now they could be used to predict enemy movements,
Wow.
identify potential threats,
Before they even happen.
potentially, yeah.
That's
Or
incredible.
even provide insights, like real-time insights.
During a conflict.
Yeah, as it's unfolding.
That sounds like something out of a spy movie.
It's happening right now.
Wow.
And then you've got OpenAI.
The ChatGPT people.
That's the one.
Yeah.
They secured a massive contract with the Pentagon.
How massive we're talking?
$9 billion. That's billion with a B.
That's a serious commitment.
It is. Their AI models are going to be used by AFRICOM,
Africa.
the US Africa Command,
Okay.
for all sorts of applications.
Like what?
Intelligence analysis, logistics, even strategic planning.
So a $9 billion contract,
Yeah.
what does that mean on a global scale?
It means that AI is not just some theoretical thing.
Right.
It's a core component of military strategy.
Wow.
It has the potential to influence everything.
Like what kind of things?
International relations, even the very nature of warfare itself.
So this is really changing the game.
It
I
is.
mean, are we even comfortable?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, are we comfortable with algorithms potentially playing a role?
In life or death decisions,
Yeah.
it's a big question.
Could AI even escalate conflicts or
Potentially.
destabilize entire regions?
Those are questions we need to be asking.
Definitely.
But remember, the US isn't the only player here.
Right. Yeah.
There's a global AI arms race underway.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget that
China,
Russia,
they're in the game too
they're investing heavily in this technology.
for their own goals.
Exactly.
So we've got Silicon Valley,
Entering the defense sector,
right?
AI potentially making life or death
And a
calls.
global arms race.
It's heating up.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think let's look closer at
Right.
how AI is being used on the battlefield
Yeah.
and what that means for the future of warfare.
Sounds like we're entering a whole new world.
We buckle up, listener, because this is where it gets really interesting.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So AI is making its way onto the battlefield.
It is.
But what does that even look like?
Yeah, good question.
Are we talking robot armies?
Like something out of Terminator?
Yeah.
Not quite.
Okay.
But it's definitely complex and nuanced.
All right, so more complex than the Terminator.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
One of the big things is decision-making.
Decision-making, okay.
AI can really speed things up.
Really? How so?
Imagine a system analyzing data real-time.
Okay.
From satellites, drones, sensors.
All that at once.
Yeah, to detect anomalies, threats, prioritize targets.
That's a lot of information.
It is.
So how does it do that?
It's using deep learning algorithms.
Deep learning, that's a type of AI, right?
It is, a sophisticated one.
Okay.
It's trained on huge data sets.
Huge data sets of what?
Images, signals, all kinds of information.
It can process all that.
Way faster than a human. Picks up things we might miss.
So it's not just speed.
No.
It's finding those needles in a haystack.
Exactly. Things we might overlook.
That's pretty impressive.
It is.
So, anything else? What else can it do?
Well, there's combat scenarios.
Okay, what are those?
AI systems analyze data from the battlefield.
Real-time data.
Yep. To find weaknesses, suggest tactics.
So it's like a digital strategist.
In a way, yeah.
That's kind of unnerving.
It can be.
We're talking life or death here.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
How can we be sure it's making the right calls?
That's the key question.
Especially in the chaos of combat.
Right, that's where we get into the ethics of it all.
Okay. The ethics.
One big concern is autonomous weaponry.
Hold on. Autonomous weaponry.
Yeah.
Like robots making decisions on their own.
That's the idea.
That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Some argue it could reduce civilian casualties.
Reduce casualties.
Yeah, by improving targeting accuracy.
Okay, I see.
That it's way more complicated than that.
How so?
What about errors? What if something goes wrong?
Yeah, who's accountable then?
Exactly. And what about hacking?
Hacking. Right. Yeah. Someone could take control.
Of these systems.
It's scary stuff.
It's a lot to consider.
So on one hand, precision, maybe saving lives.
Right.
But on the other, machines making those calls.
Without human oversight.
Feels like we're walking a tightrope.
It is a delicate balance.
And what about other ethical considerations?
Oh, there are plenty.
Like what?
How do we ensure these systems follow international law?
Right, they're rules of war.
Exactly. And what about preventing targeting of civilians?
Yeah, that's a huge concern.
It seems like the tech is ahead of our ethics.
That's worrisome.
It is. And don't forget the geopolitical side.
Right, the arms race.
Countries pouring resources into this tech.
It could escalate things.
Miscalculations, unintended consequences.
And pressure to deploy before they're ready.
Just to keep up.
So it changes everything.
Relationships between countries, the nature of war itself.
It's a whole new world.
And then there's the issue of who controls this tech.
Oh, right. The companies.
Yeah, corporate control and transparency.
Okay, let's unpack that.
Sure.
What are the concerns there? This is a lot to think about.
It really is.
On one hand, AI could make warfare more precise.
Yeah.
Maybe even save lives.
Potentially, but
on the other hand,
we're giving machines a lot of power.
It makes me nervous, honestly.
I understand that.
Yeah.
One of the big worries is these private companies.
Right, the ones developing this technology.
They're driven by profit.
Yeah, that's their goal.
So will they prioritize ethics?
That's a good question. Will
they? I don't know, and that's scary.
And what about transparency?
That's another big one.
If we're relying on these systems.
These AI systems.
Yeah, can we even be sure how they work?
That's the problem. It's like a black box.
A black box making life or death decisions.
It's a tough one.
And it's not just the U.S., right?
No, not at all.
We talked about the global arms race.
Other countries are developing this tech, too.
What happens then?
Well, things could get really dangerous.
How so?
Imagine AI becoming central to every military.
Around the world.
Yeah, it could change the nature of war itself.
And what way?
Conflicts fought mainly by machines.
Machines fighting machines?
Well, yeah, with humans kind of in the background.
So algorithms battling it out.
Essentially.
That's a whole different kind of war.
It is.
It's hard to even imagine.
As these systems get smarter.
Right, smarter.
We gotta ask, what does it mean to be a soldier then?
That's a deep question.
What are the psychological impacts?
Societal impacts.
Yeah, handing these decisions over to machines.
It's a whole new era.
It is, both exciting and terrifying.
Huge potential, but also huge risks.
The choices we make now will shape the future
of warfare, but also the future of humanity.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here?
I think awareness is key.
Awareness of what?
The potential of AI in warfare.
Both good and bad.
Absolutely. We need to talk about it.
Talk about it openly and honestly.
Not just policymakers. Everyone needs to be involved.
That's why we do this show, right?
To get people thinking critically.
About the future we're creating.
We can't just sit back and watch this happen.
We need to be active participants.
Shape the development of AI in a way that benefits us.
In all aspects of life, not just warfare.
Exactly.
This deep dive has been intense.
It has.
More questions than answers.
That's okay.
It means we're asking the right questions.
The important thing is to keep asking them.
Keep pushing for transparency.
Accountability, too.
And work towards a future where AI is a force for good.
I like that.
A force for good, not just on the battlefield, but everywhere.
Absolutely.
Listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We appreciate you.
We've only scratched the surface of this topic.
It's a big one.
But hopefully it sparked your curiosity.
Giving you some things to think about.
Keep exploring this topic, dig deeper.
Challenge assumptions.
Engage in the conversation.
It's about the future we want to create.
For ourselves and for generations to come.
It's up to all of us.